Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Illinois Farm Bureau successfully held its 106th business meeting in an entirely virtual format to conduct its annual business session and set policy for the upcoming year. Traditionally, the IFB annual meeting is held at the historic Palmer House Hotel in Chicago over a four-day period. Thousands of members, farmer delegates, staff members, and spouses travel upstate for an extended weekend of policy debate, networking, and celebration of the year's successes. The event was taken entirely virtual, a first for the organization, in 2020. The meeting kicked off with the president's address, in which President Giebert acknowledged the accomplishments of the organization during the trying times of the pandemic. Delegates voted on policy submittals virtually this year using an electronic balloting process. This action concluded prior to the start of the Saturday business meeting. Due to the bulk of policy discussion taking place ahead of time, delegates were able to approve policy resolutions during the live business session and present the finalized 2021 policy book. Voting delegates for the meeting, totaling 336, decided on policies surrounding small business liability, crop protection, requiring notifications from highway authority, and dairy policy. The language of these approved policies will be forwarded to American Farm Bureau Federation for consideration during their upcoming annual meeting. A recommendation for the creation of a livestock working group was also submitted to the IFB Board of Directors for consideration. This group would focus on recent pricing issues and price disparity seen within the livestock industry this year. Approximately 880 IFB members and staff attended the meeting virtually. County awards and several annual awards were suspended this year. To finish up the day, delegates confirmed 4 new members to the IFB Board of Directors and 5 incumbent directors. Don Meyer of Amboy in Lee County will represent District 4, which includes LaSalle, Lee, and Bureau counties. Keith Musman of St. Anne in Kankakee County will represent District 6, which includes Fort Iroquois, Kankakee, and Livingston counties. Richard Carroll of Brimfield in Peoria County will represent District 8, which includes Fulton, Knox, Peoria, and Warren Henderson counties. Larry Dallas of Tuscola in Douglas County will represent District 12, which includes Champaign, Douglas, Edgar, and Vermilion counties. The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration recently extended its modified expanded National Emergency Declaration to provide hours of service regulatory relief to commercial vehicle drivers transporting emergency relief in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The notice extends the exemption through February 28th. The extension is limited to transportation of specific types of freight, including livestock and livestock feed, medical supplies and equipment related to the testing, diagnosis and treatment of COVID-19, vaccines, constituent products, and medical supplies and equipment necessary for community safety, sanitation and prevention of community transmission of COVID-19, and food, paper products, and other groceries for emergency restocking of distribution centers or stores. Most agricultural economists and policy wonks saw this coming. USDA's September 2020 farm income projections suggested net farm income, a broad measure of farm profitability across the entire farm sector, would reach $103 billion this year, up 23% from the prior year and the highest level since 2013's record high. That was before the second $14 billion coronavirus food assistance program and before new crop inventories began to shrink as the outlook for U.S. agricultural exports improved, for example, China and Phase 1. Assuming those export sales are realized, USDA's December 2020 farm income forecast confirmed what many expected. Nominal net farm income in 2020 will reach nearly $120 billion, up 43% from 2019, and the second highest of all time. Yet, farm cash receipts from crop and livestock sales are down $3 billion and the lowest since 2016. AFBF is asking Congress to tweak the Paycheck Protection Program to ensure farmers and ranchers don't have to pay taxes on their forgiven PPP loans. AFBF President Zippy Duval noted in a letter to Congress that the PPP is providing vital working capital to farmers and ranchers who are struggling to remain operational due to the impacts of the global pandemic. The resources provided by the program are helping to maintain viability of American agricultural production by providing farmers and ranchers funds to assist in paying wages, rent, mortgage interest, and utilities. AFBF is standing up for hundreds of dairy farmers being targeted by predatory lawyers representing the estate of Dean Foods, which is currently undergoing bankruptcy proceedings. Almost 500 dairy farmers who once sold milk to Dean Foods received letters threatening legal action unless they refund money legitimately earned prior to the bankruptcy filing. In a statement, AFBF President Zippy Duval said, "Shame on these predatory lawyers for bullying dairy farmers at a time when many are struggling to keep their farms running. It's ludicrous to suggest the meager profits from regularly scheduled and routine milk sales, sales that are heavily watched and regulated by the federal government, were outside the regular course of business. Someone needs to have the farmers' backs, and I'm proud to say AFBF is stepping in to do just that." Illinois Department of Agriculture will open the second year of the Fall Covers for Spring Savings Program December 15th with a few new requirements. This year, applicants will be required to certify their cover crops approved through their local FSA office before applying. Applicants will also need their current FSA 578 and federal crop insurance policy numbers for the 2021 application process. The program is applicable for acreage in Illinois planted to cover crops in the fall of 2020 that will be planted to an insurable crop in 2021. Eligible applicants receive a $5 per acre premium discount on the following year's crop insurance invoice for every acre of cover crop enrolled and verified in the program. The discount program was designed to promote additional acres of cover crops that are not covered by other state or federal incentives. IDOA will use a combination of tools to verify acres applied for through this pilot program are planted in cover crops. The program is only applicable for those with coverage through the United States Department of Agriculture Risk Management Agency Crop Insurance Program. Conferred applications will be forwarded to the USDA RMA for processing and applying premium discounts to 2021 crop insurance invoices. The inaugural season of the Premium Discount Program, initiated by State Senator Scott Bennett and State Senator Andy Menard, resulted in an additional 50,000 acres of cover crops planted in the state, with 70% of applicants identified as planting cover crops for the first time. Farmers are encouraged to take this program into consideration when making fall planting decisions. Applications will be available in December on the Illinois Department of Agriculture website. Further information can be obtained by contacting the Illinois Department of Agriculture at 217-782-6297. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.